This half hour of the iWorkframe radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online at nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim. Who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work for Him. Join the I Work for Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iworkthenumber4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work for Him Nation to workplace missionaries in all kinds of jobs in all kinds of places, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Welcome to I Work for Him this afternoon as you're listening to us all over the country on streaming on iworkforhim.com, but also, of course, on our terrestrial radio stations in Tampa Bay, Jacksonville, and the New Hamptons area, Rhodes of Virginia.
You know, Jim, I just want to encourage people to, when they're not driving, when they have their hands free and can either use their phone or their laptop or desktop, whatever they use for navigating the internet, go to iworkforhim.com. We're going to be talking a lot today about some specific things that people can do, and we have those links on our website. So today's show, we have one of our sponsors, one of our partners in ministry. And
well, one day it may be a crime.
But I want to just encourage people, if they go to our sponsor page and click on the link for PTL,
the Pocket Testament League,
they'll be able to find the stuff we're talking about today. Just wanting to make it easy and let them know that up front.
Absolutely. All of our sponsors are listed on our homepage, where you can find out people that are participating and keeping iWorkRim on the air, and the Pocket Testament League is a huge part of it. The Gospel of John, it's just plain and simple, powerful. It's a short book written by Jesus' best friend about Jesus' life and miracles. In it, the reader will hear about 8 miracles as they progressively show Jesus' power to heal and restore. From his power over the molecules of water to his power over death, John documents why any of us should put our faith and our trust in our Lord of the universe. When I meet someone who needs to know Jesus, instead of pounding them over the head with all my incredible godly wisdom, I just ask them to read John's short book about Jesus, and then we could talk about it. No one can read John and come away with the conclusion that Jesus was just a good teacher. He was either who he claimed to be, which was verified by his good works, and he claimed to be God, or he was a big fat liar with an ability to deceive the masses. He was a super great magician. Good teacher, not an option. 125 years ago, one young Miss Cadbury realized all these things and wanted to get the Gospel of John into the hands of the common folk that lived all around her. She developed the Pocket Testament League, and here we are 125 years later, and a couple hundred million copies handed out later, and millions have heard about Jesus because of the book of John, because it's been given to them to read in their own heart language. So here to talk about the Pocket Testament League on the first half of the show is CEO David Collum, and we're going to then be joined later on the show by League Membership Director Molly Yoder. David Collum, welcome back to I Work for Him.
Jim, Martha, it's great to be back with y'all today. How you doing?
Good. We're doing great, and we can't wait to really talk about your whole summer push, as we call it, ptl.org/summer-sharing. That's going to be incredible. David, let's just hear your Jesus story. You know, because you've been on the show before, so we've asked you how you became a follower of Jesus, but give an update. How have you been seeing Jesus work in your life recently?
Oh, how has he been working in my life recently? Oh, well, the amazing thing, Jim, is so I've been with the Pocket Testament League for 3 years, which is not a terribly long time for, you know, being in position. And when I first came on board, our board of directors had one prayer for me, and they prayed that I would understand the power of God's word. Now, I had been a pastor for 12 years, so I just confess here to all your listeners, in my heart, I kind of thought, well, look, I understand the power of God's word. I'm a pastor. Can I just tell you, I didn't have a clue. So what Jesus has been doing in my life has been revealing over and over and over again the power of God's word. When someone is seeking the Lord with all their heart, right, seek the Lord and you will find him, the scriptures say, and you hand them the Gospel of John. I love apologetics. I mean, I took all sorts of courses so I could be a pastor. I love all that stuff. But what the Lord's been showing me is, could you just invite someone to consider me with my word, and then politely, David, could you get out of the way and just let me speak to their heart with my word? And it's stunning. We'll share some stories on this with our time together today, just to kind of unpack that a little bit for you. But that's what he's been doing. And it's humbling. It's humbling to be in his presence.
For sure. And thank you for sharing that, because I think it's really important for our listeners to understand that, you know, you are teachable, and that God is working in your life on a daily basis, and that, you know, you're not coming into this conversation knowing that you have all the answers, but allowing God to take his place and to ask you to get out of the way. I love that. So, David, to give our listeners some context, tell us how you got connected with the Pocket Testament League.
Sure. So I came to know Christ late in life. I came to know Jesus when I was 30, and I asked an employee, one of my employees, how they had peace. His name was John. John was the same age I was. He had two kids the same age as my kids, and he just had peace. And he had, you know, worked in the same place I worked, except the only difference was he had me for a boss, which was not the nicest thing to have. And so he led me to Christ, and then over time I loved working in the company I worked with, but it ultimately led me to the pastorate. And then the Lord just put the Pocket Testament League in front of me and Beth, and we were praying about it. We weren't looking to leave the pastoral work, but it just became really clear that this kind of straightforward ministry about God's word was the place that he wanted us. And the way he made that clear, I'm a little slow. Jim's met me, so, you know, your radio program listeners haven't, but Jim knows that he is a little slow. I'm a little slow, so, you know, when you've got eight doors that you've knocked on and only one is open, and so you go knock on another five more and only one is open, and you go knock on another seven more and only one is open, the Lord's kind of like, are you figuring this out? Are you kind of figuring this out? And so we walk through that door. And it's been great.
Hey, we're talking today with David Collum from the Pocket Testament League. We'd love for you to check out the Pocket Testament League online and learn more about the summer sharing event that they have going on. PTL.org/summersharing. PTL.org/summersharing. David, you have an amazing ability to just, I mean, what the Pocket Testament League does each and every day is amazing. Okay. How many languages is the Pocket Testament translated into?
So 22 or 23, reaching about 100. We can operate in about 100 countries right now.
Yep. So 100 different countries. All right. And there's some super exciting things that have been happening, not only in the United States, but globally at the Pocket Testament League. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So if you kind of just literally look at the globe and you think about what the Lord's put in front of us, in the next 6 months, we have the opportunity to invite 5.5 million people to meet Jesus Christ. Maybe more. We, you know, 5.5 million gospels could be handed to someone one person at a time. Sometimes those gospels get shared. And, you know, it's interesting. If I look at the countries that God has put our little band of 12 people, there's 12 of us. If I look at those countries and I add up their populations, it represents over 50% of the world's population. That's where the Lord's calling us to work right now. And it's humbling. It's a privilege, but it's also gives you pause.
So
that's what's going on right now.
I just want to clarify one thing, David, for our listeners that may not yet understand the Pocket Testament League. You said there's 12 of you, but you're not 12 people handing out 5.5 million gospels. you have a lot of people that are doing that. They're the boots on the ground, right?
Absolutely. So our job is really to equip just these saints of the Lord who have a heart for the lost and who love the word of God. And they're like, hey, can you help us? So if you go to PTL.org, you'll see courses, you'll see devotionals you can read, and you'll see gospels that you can get. And you just offer someone a gospel in love without a big argument. And we have tens of thousands of people who do that day in and day out. And they're remarkable. And that's how you get 5.5 million gospels shared around the world. Thanks for that. Yeah.
So you were talking about global impact. And just to give our listeners, again, just some perspective on what is happening through the Pocket Testament League, how many gospels have you been able to share legally in China in the past 3 years?
That's a great question. Thanks. So let me just emphasize, we do this legally.
Yeah.
So we have been able in the last 3 years to do about 12 million gospels in China. Legally printed and then shared with people in China. and just have, you know, it's pretty remarkable. I get to travel there and see folks, but it's remarkable to see God move in that country. Pretty powerful.
All right, you got 30 seconds. Tell us one of those really neat stories from China.
Sure. A guy's car broke down. One of our members took a taxi to and from work for 7 days or 5 days. So every taxi driver got a gospel of John. 7 out of 10 were led to Christ. 7 out of 10.
Wow.
So I need my 30 seconds, Jim.
Yeah, you did. That's incredible. Wow. Well, listen, when we come back, lots more with David Collum from the Pocket Testament League. We'd love for you to check him out online, ptl.org/summersharing. And stay tuned because we're going to give you an opportunity to get a whole bunch of I Work For Him customized gospels for you to hand out this summer. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back.
How would you like to own your own business and honor and glorify God within that business? Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Systems, an award-winning, faith-based commercial cleaning franchise system, has been around for 27 years and is now offering franchises in the I Work For Him listener area. If you'd like to know how you can participate in this faith-based business culture while being a 100% owner of your own growing franchise, visit Office Pride today at officepridefranchise.com. or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride has proven systems that will teach you everything you need to know about the commercial cleaning industry and how to scale a business within that industry. Office Pride is looking for business builders like you. To check out this amazing opportunity, visit officepridefranchise.com. That's officepridefranchise.com or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride, their values make them different. OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Bel Air Wealth Management is a loyal I Work For Him radio partner committed to helping clients maintain an eternal perspective regarding finances. Wealth advisors Luke Andrews and Dave Cruz have dedicated themselves to biblically responsible investing. When you invest with Bel Air Wealth Management, you can rest assured your dollars align with God's heart. Call Luke Andrews at 727-798-4188 or find Luke and Dave online at bwmadvisors.com. That's bwmadvisors.com.
If you are a Christian believer, God placed you where you live to help your neighbors become vibrant, reproducing disciples of Jesus Christ. Sign up free at blesseveryhome.com and you'll receive a map and list of your neighbors along with the tools to pray for them by name, care for, and share the gospel with them. Join Bless Every Home and see how prayer can change your community. blesseveryhome.com. Sign up free at blesseveryhome.com. BlessEveryHome.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. As Martha and I talk today about the Pocket Testament League and their summer sharing event that they've got going on. They are trying to mobilize Pocket Testament Leaguers, as they call them, to hand out over 5 million gospels this summer. 5.5 million, I believe, is the goal. And they'd love for you to get involved. As Martha and I are involved, we're also going to give you some customized I Work For Him ones. We've got ones that are specifically designed by I Work For Him. The cover inside, of course, was designed by John the Apostle many, many years ago. And so we'd love for you to be able to call into the listener line and get some of these. 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK. We're talking with David Collum today. He's the CEO of the Pocket Testament League. David, we got in one story before the break. Love to hear another story, as you guys have handed out over 12 million Gospels of John in China legally over the last 3 years. What other great stories are you hearing?
So one of the things that you appreciate about China is just it's very family oriented. So if someone receives a gospel and they come to the Lord, the first thing they're going to want to do is share it with their family, which is pretty much what we all would want to do, regardless of what country we live in. So it's a great story. There's a young man who's got the Gospel of John and sharing it with his aunt and talking with her about it and really inviting her to read it. And she says, no, thank you. Behind him, watching TV, was his niece. So he's talking to the aunt, but behind him is his niece. And I think one of her cousins, one of his cousins. And so you're a little discouraged when somebody says, no, thank you. And the niece taps on the shoulder and says, would it be okay if I had that? And she came to know Christ. So it's just a great story about a member who's got a heart for a family. I mean, who can't relate to that, right? We all have hearts for our family members. And the faithfulness of that member, you know, doing their thing, and there's God honoring it. There was someone in that room that needed to receive the word of God that day. He just, you know, he just was talking to the wrong person, but the Holy Spirit sorted it out for him.
So, and the aunt doesn't stand a chance because her own daughter is going to be reading it. So she's she's getting lined up for it already.
God's timing.
It's just a matter of time, yes.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, those are things that we are amazed to hear how they're happening around the world and around the globe. And those were specific to China. But are there other places globally that our listeners might be surprised to hear that God is moving through his word?
Yes, and I think that's one of the remarkable things that, you know, we're blessed to get to see. So you pick a place like India, and India is, it's a challenging place to be, but you can legally, again, you can legally operate in India, and if you operate through the local people. So it's not appropriate for a Westerner to go to China and evangelize. It's not appropriate for a Westerner to go to India and evangelize. But we certainly can share the PTL model and equip people in India to do that. And so we've got people legally in India and recently just shared about 1.5 million invitations to meet Jesus Christ in India through the local churches. It's just been stunning to watch
that
happen. Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Again, hearing that, you know, God is moving in places that we are not necessarily seeing that on the media, but we can believe it when we hear it with our own ears. So,
David, you've had the opportunity to travel around the world promoting the Pocket Testament League. What's your most recent trip?
So my most recent trip is coming back from India. And what I love, Jim, is, you know, we throw around a lot of numbers, you know, big numbers. But I like to bring it back to the person because we really are a one-by-one ministry. So there was I was meeting with a person who shared a gospel. They had permission to go visit a man in jail. He was in jail for a life sentence. Gave him a gospel of John, came back to them a week later, and the prisoner went up to the person who had shared the gospel with them and grabbed them and said, with the gospel in their hand, and said, "You need to tell me if this is true." And so I was thinking, it's the entire book. You know, I'm thinking like, well, what's true, the entire book? No, you need to tell me if John 1:12 is true. "But to all who did receive him, who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." He wanted to know if John 1:12-13 were true, which is a pretty, you know, the guy's in jail. He had a lot of time on his hands and pretty specific. Right. And that person accepted Christ in his heart. And so then they said to me, "So you understand what this means, right?" And I said, "Well, he accepted Jesus." And they said, "No, David, in his faith system, he was going to pay for that sin. I mean, he should have been in jail. It was appropriate for him to be in jail in the justice system. Mm-hmm. But in his religious system, he'd be in jail not for this life, but for the next life and maybe a couple after. His worldview was reincarnation, and you have to pay all your debts, right?" And so he just was set free. So it was stunning because what came to my mind was Isaiah, "I've come to set the captives free." That man will die in jail, but he's free for eternity. It's an amazing story. I had another story where there was a woman, they called her a rag picker. She lived, you know, in what we would call the local town dump, and that's where she lived. And they gave her a gospel, and she couldn't read. She said, "Thank you, but I can't read." So the church taught her to read. And I got to see a video of her reciting the Gospel of John with 30 people around her. They planted a church in that dump.
Wow.
You know, and you know, Jesus in the Gospel of Mark, when he talks about you know, being separate from the Lord, he talks about the place where the carcasses are burning. He talks about the town dump. People get rescued from that. That's where you're going to be unless you follow Jesus. And she's now called out of that and leading others with her. So these are real people with real, you know, lives, some of them in very difficult situations. And yet they now know Christ and they'll be with Christ for eternity.
What a fantastic, those are fantastic stories. Hey, today we're talking with David Collum, the CEO of the Pocket Testament League. Love for you to check him out online and become part of the summer sharing event. Let me just tell you, go out online, ptl.org/summer sharing, ptl.org/summer sharing. Let me tell you why we're so passionate about this. Martha's dad's been a leaguer now for almost 40 years, we think, right, Martha?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what we have learned, just being Jesus followers out there in our workplace over the last 20 years, not even 20 years, 15 years, is that when somebody wants to know more about Jesus, the best thing you can do is give them a Bible. Well, it's expensive to buy Bibles for everybody, and it's gotten to be very expensive. But one of the things we always did anyway, when we gave some of the Bibles, we put our business card in the book of John, because somebody needs to read the book of John, and they read the book of John, and all of a sudden they see that Jesus is real, because God is able to speak to them while they're reading it. And so what the Pocket Testament League is, it makes that so much easier, because you can start with just giving them the book of John, which is Jesus's best friend's account of his time with Christ on earth, documenting what happened, documenting his ruling over the powers of this earth. And so that's why being a member of the Pocket Testament League, every Jesus follower in their workplace needs to be a leaguer, because you need to be equipped with these small pocket testaments of John, so that when you have conversations with people, like David's friend did when David wasn't a believer, you can get the Gospel of John into their hands and say, just read this, and we'll talk about it afterwards. I mean, David Collum, you've got tens of thousands of leaguers around the country. How do people get to join? What's it look like to join?
Hey, that's a great question. So we just asked people to go to www.ptl.org, and there's a button that says join. It kind of walks you through that. And so what we're really going to ask you to do is to read God's word every day, just to commit a period of time to read it. We're actually going to encourage you to read it more often than just once a day, because then to carry a bit of it with you, a small Gospel of John, and to pray, Lord, who should I share this with? Just lead me to the person you want me to give this to. And then when the Lord prompts you, to actually give it to that person. So we call it read, carry, share. But here's what we know, Jim. We know that if we read God's word every day, we are so much more likely to share it. You mentioned our founder, Helen, 12-year-old girl, 125 years ago. She would write that she would read the Bible in the small bits of the day that the Lord would provide. That's a very quaint thing. But, you know, think about all the times we're standing in line waiting. If you just pop open your smartphone, it's amazing how much of the Bible you can read. We have people write to us and say they've read the New Testament like 10 times in a year. They've read the Bible 3 times, because they just capture and redeem all those moments. So we want you to become readers of God's word, and we know if you do that, you're going to love to share it.
That's so true.
PTL.org. Yeah. Yeah.
Because anything that we get exposed to that really impacts us, we want to share it. But in order to allow it to impact you, you have to open it up, and you have to allow it to penetrate into your life. So those are some great simple principles that we can live by, right, Jim?
All right, when we come back, David is going to be joined by the League Membership Director, Molly Yoder. She's going to share about how the power of God's Word is impacting the marketplace right here in North America. We're talking about the Pocket Testament League. We want you to go out there on the break to ptl.org and /summer sharing. We would like the I Work For Him Listener Nation to be a driving force behind that this summer. PTL.org/summer sharing. We'll be right back with lots more on the I Work For Him show with the Pocket Testament League.
Sidera delivers a fresh approach that's reshaping the healthcare landscape. How? We provide uncommonly high levels of service and a superior healthcare experience while delivering tremendous value for members and their families. The Sidera solution blends several service options to offer our members a high-quality healthcare solution at a low cost. Sidera members typically save 30 to 60% compared to other healthcare options. For large, unexpected medical expenses, Sidera's community is here to help. There are no out-of-network concerns when it comes to medical costs. Members can visit the physician, clinic, or hospital that best meets their needs when they're sick or injured. At Sidera, we're building a new kind of community, one whose members commit to pursuing a healthy lifestyle and sharing the cost of medical care. We would love for you to join us and invite you to reach out today.
Online at Sedera.com. That's Sedera.com.
As an apartment management professional, wouldn't you like to increase revenue without raising rent? Installing individual unit water meters allows for direct billing of residents and creates a revenue recapture strategy that adds to your bottom line without increasing rent. It also lowers consumption 20 to 40%. Think Utility Services has been in business since 1957 and has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit thinkutilityservices.com.
Most condo communities include water as part of the monthly fee. Some residents conserve to subsidize those that consume. Stop paying for your neighbor's water. Have Think Utility Services install individual meters and pay only for what you use. Decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. For over 20 years, Think Utility Services has been helping condo communities save. Call 888-MY-METER today. That's 888-MY-METER today. Go to thinkutilityservices.com.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says he's going to take further action to help the nation's farmers in the midst of an escalating trade war with China. Mr. Trump told reporters that China has been taking advantage of the U.S. for many years, hours after China announced increased tariffs on $60 billion in U.S. goods. Chinese duties of 5% to 25% will take effect on June 1st on about 5,200 American products, including batteries, spinach, and coffee. A spokeswoman says former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has broken his hip. Spokeswoman Diana Congilio says he fell at his home in Plains, Georgia, while leaving to go turkey hunting. She said that Carter underwent surgery at a medical center in Americus, Georgia. Congilio added that the surgery was successful. Again on Wall Street, the Dow plunged 617 points. The Nasdaq dropped 269. More details at srnnews.com.
Come celebrate National Barbecue Month at Sonny's Barbecue. Enjoy all your slow-smoked favorites, like pulled or sliced pork, brisket, ribs, chicken, and all the fixings that go with them. Tried and true through and through, we are barbecue, and this is our month. Sonny's Barbecue, local pitmasters since 68. And if you can't stay and eat, grab Sonny's to go and enjoy your slow-smoked favorites wherever you're heading. Find your nearest location at sonnysbbq.com.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Sedera Health, reinventing healthcare, a high-end, affordable healthcare solution with no insurance hassles. Online at Sedera.com. That's Sedera.com. Hey, welcome to I Work For Him. As we talk, we've been talking today about the Pocket Test of the League and their summer sharing program. And as you join us here at the bottom of the half hour, really want you to check out ptl.org/summer sharing. On I Work For Him, we're always trying to connect you with tools and resources that will help you live out your faith more effectively in your work, to be vibrantly effective in living out your faith in your work as a Jesus follower. Having pocket testaments in your pocket available to share with those you interact with, whether it's your customers, your vendors, whether it's your coworkers, employees, your bosses, you don't need to be an expert in apologetics. God can, you know, he can argue people into heaven on his own, but you need to get them to read God's word. It's powerful. They're already reading you. They'll give you a chance at reading his word after they've read you for a while. So make sure you check it out online. Get some pocket testaments. And also today, Martha, we're going to give away some of the I Work For Him customized ones.
That's right. We have been blessed to be able to partner with the Pocket Testament League and be a part of their program where you get to customize the cover. And so we have a couple of different designs that we've come up with so far, and we would love to share those with some listeners. So if they call our listener line at 866-713-9675, that's 866-713-WORK, leave me a message. Let me know how I can get back in touch with you, and we can work out those details.
All right, Molly Yoder back on the air with I Work For Him. We're so excited to have you back, Molly. You know, David's been sharing about how God's word is moving globally, but is God's word moving here in North America?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's great to be back, Jim and Martha. And we are just tremendously excited about what God's doing in the marketplace. You know, we were looking, and in just the past year, nearly 100 partners have joined us in the Partner Gospel Program, where we do customized gospels. And together, they've handed out about 250,000 Gospels of John branded with their organization. It has been just incredible to watch. And the stories that pour in from that are just tremendously encouraging. In fact, we just recently heard from one of our business partners who runs a car dealership. And they received a call from a young woman who said, "Hey, I just want to thank you for putting that gospel in the glove box of the car. I just read it, and I actually came to Christ." And they said, "Okay, that's awesome, but I don't have a record of you." She said, "Oh, no, I didn't buy the car from you guys. I bought it from so-and-so." And he said, "I don't have a record of him." She's the third owner of the car. And this gospel of John had been sitting there waiting for that divine appointment with her in the glove box. So
Wow. It's
been amazing to watch. And I love that we get a front row seat to God's movement in the marketplace.
You know, and what's so amazing about that is she actually took the time to call you or call that car dealer and let them know. And you just wonder how many of those gospels pass hands and impact multiple people that don't pick up the phone and call anybody, but their lives are changed for eternity. And that's why you guys do this, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
David Collum is CEO of the Pocket Testament League, found online, ptl.org. Why do you think you're starting to see such growth, some really large growth in the marketplace here in the United States?
Yeah, that's a great question to kind of stare at. And so I do think God's moving in the marketplace, but I want to kind of bring it back to just, you had asked me earlier about league members. And so often we want to hear the story of the person who's received the gospel and their life's been transformed. I mean, that just jazzes me up. Mm-hmm. But I just want to focus for a moment on the hand that offers the gospel.
Okay.
Right? It makes them strong. When you offer that gospel of Jesus Christ to someone and you're following Jesus, the Lord just strengthens you as a disciple. It transforms you. And so now when a chief executive officer, a president, or a business owner is doing that and saying, a church puts the church's name, or a parachurch organization puts their name on the word of God, I just think it just so clearly communicates, this is what we stand for. And when I think about our country, you know, I would love every Christian owner and every church, every parachurch organization just to be leading with the Gospel of John, with the Word of God, with the person of Jesus saying, yeah, this is what we're leading with. This is what we want you to read first before you listen to all the stuff that we've got to say. Why don't you listen to God? And I think the Lord's blessing that. It just says we're aligned with the person of Jesus Christ and His Word.
Yeah.
You know, on Friday, we got a chance to share with one of our other sponsors of the show, Aqua Plumbing and Air, and Skip Stanton. And we told him all about the customized gospel program from the Pocket Testament League, and he'd never heard about it ever before, which is, you know, means that I'm not getting him to listen to enough shows, I guess. But I told him about the customized program, and he's like, that. And then I started giving him ideas, like, because they do air conditioning. He's like, you know, when life seems hot, read this to be cool, or whatever. But when I started to think of all kinds of great little covers you could put on there.
But thankfully, the Pocket Testament League has people to help them.
That's what Martha always does. Whenever I start trying to do stuff like that, Martha goes, "But don't worry, the Pocket Testament League can help you." I'm like, "What's wrong with my ideas?"
Nothing. It spurs them on greatly.
When your AC is broken in Florida in the summertime, it feels just like hell. You don't want to go there, do you? Read this. I mean, stuff like that could get people's attention, right?
Jim, I think we're bringing you on as part of the creative for us. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if you read that
talk
cover,
about bold, right? That would be a very bold statement.
If you read that cover, would you not at least, you know, I mean, pick? I mean, seriously, because we were without air conditioning for 3.5 days here in South Florida.
It's rough.
Yeah, I know Ooh, hell's going to be worse, but it was still pretty. It's still pretty bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. Okay, so let's get back to the Pocket Testament League, which we would love for you guys, our listeners, to check out, ptl.org. And we would love for you, the I Work For Him listeners, to join the summer sharing program, go just click on the summer sharing tab and get signed up to get pocket testaments. Start handing them out. Put one in your pocket or two in your pocket, or like Martha's dad, he sticks as many as he can fit in his pocket every day and says, "Lord, show me the people to give these to each and every day."
Yeah, I think my mom actually has created him a special little pouch thing that he carries around. It's kind of like a kangaroo.
Because his pocket wasn't big enough.
Yeah, that's right.
And what's really cool, David Collum, because you'd love guys like Martha's dad, Ted, because he's always thinking about it, and he's paying attention to the different languages. He's always got, we live here in South Florida now, he's always got Spanish ones, and he was asking about the other day, Portuguese. He was needing Portuguese. Do you guys have one in Portuguese?
Yes, we do.
So
Molly set up an interview with me for members when I was brand new, and this member says, "You wear cargo pants, right?" I beg your pardon, sir. He goes, "You're the president and CEO of PTL. You wear cargo pants or cargo shorts, right?" It's like, "I don't." Why? He goes, "Because the gospels fit perfectly in those side pockets, man. You got to get some pants." That's what he said. So get Ted some cargo pants with those side pockets. You can carry like 300.
That's Maybe awesome. We could get some customized cargo pants.
Customized cargo pocket pants? You testament. Don't need the pants to be custom.
Yeah, you could have Pocket Testament League cargo pants. I like that. All right, Molly Yoder, you get to hear stories because you're interacting with the membership, the league members all the time. Share one of those great business partner stories that you've got.
Yeah. Well, this one is actually my all-time favorite because it's really when God kind of hit me over the head with the 2x4 that this marketplace ministry is real. So one of our partners runs a business that
in the I Work For Him radio program, Molly Yoder, that marketplace ministry is real. I appreciate this. I feel so much better. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. You're welcome. That all over again.
You're horrible.
So he's one of our custom gospel partners, and he produces racing products. And what they do is they put a Gospel John in each shipment that goes out. And he starts telling me how there was a customer that was a slow pay that turned into a no pay. And he gets a call on Saturday morning. He's kind of excited because he's thinking, well, maybe this guy's going to ante up, you know, and get this bill covered. And it turns into a God conversation. And this guy starts opening his heart up to him and sharing how he'd fallen on hard times, but he knew who to call because there was a gospel in every single shipment. And so it was just like, oh, we are not just selling Bibles to business owners. We are providing a way that they can align their business. It's kind of like what David was talking about, that they can align their business and transform their culture with the word of God. And vendors and clients and employees now know who to call when life gets hard because you're taking a stand for the gospel. And it was just this aha moment for me. I need a lot of aha moments in my life. So this is a really good one. Sometimes it comes from the 5-year-old telling me to share gospel. Sometimes it's you know, getting a front row seat to business stories like this. So that one's my all-time favorite, just hearing how God worked in this man's life through a business owner that he interacted with.
Most definitely. And again, it just goes to that whole thing of taking the stand and saying, you know, this is something important I want to share with you. So tell our listeners a little bit more about the customized gospels, because that's really what we've been talking about here, and them being able to put their name on something. And it tells a lot. It says a lot of things to whoever the recipient is, but explain it to our listeners so that they understand and that they maybe could get involved.
Sure. Yeah. We offer Christ followers the opportunity to co-brand a Gospel of John. So they can put their own unique cover art on that, and they can even put their personal testimony or a mission statement on the inside cover. And we can do those for them with quantities as low as 250 gospels, all the way up to 10,000, 20,000, 50,000. And we just really want to partner with Christ followers who want to take a stand on the Word of God.
So, I mean, I just love the program, and you know I love the program because the customized ones have been so fun. And every time I take a stack of 10 when we're on the road and we give it to a business owner that we're interviewing, we did 5 of those on Friday, just to be able to see their face like, I could use this tool. I mean, it just, you know, we could send it out to everybody we sell to. I mean, it's a great tool. You know, David, you've got to have some stories yourself from the marketplace. You got any stories in your pocket of people that you've been talking to around the country that have seen the transformational work of having the Pocket Testament League partnered with them?
Yeah, I guess two stories really quickly. So we did we put five CEOs on a conference call with CEOs who were considering this, and we just asked them a bunch of questions. And I asked every CEO one question. I was like, "What would your business be like without a partner gospel?" And one man said, "I can't picture my business without it." Another man said, "I have to walk by it every day and see it there in the reception area. It reminds me who I work for." And over their responses were about how it shaped the culture of their organization. And if you're running a business, that's what you're trying to do. My funniest story was a gospel in New Jersey, where we have a New Jersey business owner who's up on the front porch of one of his vendors, and he goes to hand it to the guy. And in a good northern New Jersey accent, the guy says, "I throw guys like you off my porch." How'd I do, Jim? Was that a good accent?
It's pretty good.
And so the business owner says, "You're going to throw me off your porch?" And to which the other person responds, "You think I need one of these things? Because I think you need two of these things."
And when we come back, we're going to hear the rest of that story from David Collum and the guy gets thrown off the porch. You're listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, as we talk Pocket Testament League. Get enrolled to the Summer Sharing Program, ptl.org/summersharing. We're going to hear lots more about that when David and Molly come back. Don't go away.
If you are a Christian believer, God placed you where you live to help your neighbors become vibrant, reproducing disciples of Jesus Christ. Sign up free at blesseveryhome.com, and you'll receive a map and list of your neighbors along with the tools to pray for them by name, care for, and share the gospel with them. You can also choose to receive scheduled reminder emails with the next five neighbor homes to pray for that day. Join Bless Every Home and see how prayer can change your community.
The ease of use and convenience has literally taken away every excuse that we could possibly come up with for why we can't engage the Lord on our neighbor's behalf.
What are we waiting on? The harvest is now.
Our prayer is that by the end of 2020, every single home in America is being prayed for by name.
It doesn't cost a thing, but it can mean everything.
BlessEveryHome.com. Join Bless Every Home and see how prayer can change your community.
How would you like to own your own business and honor and glorify God within that business? Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Systems, an award-winning faith-based commercial cleaning franchise system, has been around for 27 years and is now offering franchises in the I Work For Him listener area. If you'd like to know how you can participate in this faith-based business culture while being a 100% owner of your own growing franchise, visit Office Pride today at officepridefranchise.com. or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride has proven systems that will teach you everything you need to know about the commercial cleaning industry and how to scale a business within that industry. Office Pride is looking for business builders like you. To check out this amazing opportunity, visit officepridefranchise.com. That's officepridefranchise.com, or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride, their values make them different. OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. As Martha and I are talking about the Pocket Testament League, and we're talking with CEO of the Pocket Testament League, David Collum, and we've got Membership Director, Global Membership Pocket Testament League Director, Molly Yoder, Superwoman of the Pocket Testament League, and we're talking about just how you, our I Work For Him listeners, listen, every one of you, just stop for a second, and I want you to write down this web address, PTL.org, PocketTestamentLeague.org, PTL.org, because you, our listeners, this is a tool that every one of you can use in your workplace, and we would love to give away some today if you'll call the listener line.
That's right, Jim. They can call 866-713-9675, and you can find that phone number on our website on our contact page, too. So if you're driving right now and that's not a possibility, just remember to go out to our website, iworkforhim.com, go to our contact page, and the phone number is there. Or you can fill out the form, too. I will take it either way.
866-713-9675. All right, David Collum was telling us a great story out in New Jersey the other day. As a couple of guys having a fight over the Pocket Testament League, and a guy comes and says, "I throw guys like you off my porch." And you say, "You're so dumb. You need two of these things." All right, David, pick up this story from there.
Yeah. So, all right, Jim, I think you're enjoying this story. But
Hey, the bottom line was the guy actually took
the
gospel.
I was born in New Jersey, for the record. I was born in New Jersey, so yeah.
Okay. So the guy took the gospel and read it, and they're having a conversation about it. You know, I'm not sure. I think that seed's going to be planted, but here's the deal, right? So when we started this radio interview, you asked me how I came to Christ. I asked a person in the marketplace for help because the guy provided excellent, was just an excellent employee. An employee led me to Christ. And so here's this person sitting on a porch, doesn't know Jesus. Maybe he's got his heart hardened. He's not going to give a pastor the time of day. But here's his business colleague who says, I really, you know, in all seriousness, I think you need to read this. And now the man's reading the Word of God. And so the marketplace, people in the marketplace have credibility with other people. Yeah. They see us. They see marketplace people differently. You know, I was a pastor for 12 years. I literally had someone say to me, I expect you to be the Jesus salesman. The Jesus salesman, right? That's how they viewed me. It was my job to sell Jesus. And in some ways, it's my job to present him as a pastor. But it's every Christian's job to actually present the Lord. And when people in the marketplace who have credibility do it, they get a great hearing. So we love partner gospels. If your heart's beating faster right now because you're thinking about doing this in your own business, just ptl.org/partner, and we will help get you started. Three steps, and we can have a partner gospel in your hand. That's
excellent. That is excellent. Thank you for sharing that. So, Molly, we've alluded several times to something big that's going on this summer for league members. Tell us all about that.
Yes. I know you guys cannot see me through the radio, but I am like jumping out of my skin excited. Last summer, our league members shared 500,000 gospels in North America. And we are just crazy enough to believe that through our big God, we can do even more this year. In fact, David and I were talking before the show, and if the I Work For Him Nation gets involved, I really think we could just blow this goal out of the water, wrap it up in a week, and invite more than 500,000 people in North America to meet Jesus through his word. What do you guys say?
I think it's awesome. What kind of goal are you talking about? David said 5.5
no,
million.
No, he didn't. That was for something different. Well, you heard 5.5.
Just in North America, we think we can get 500,000 or more gospels into the hands of folks that need it. And that's in addition to the 5.5 million that we have the opportunity to share worldwide. So we're talking right here on the home front, being able to really impact folks in a major way this summer. And we just could not be more excited. We got a ton of really fun things planned for our member base. So if you're not a member yet, definitely you want to go to ptl.org/summer sharing so you don't miss out on that. We've got some giveaways. We're going to be building some community and offering people really practical tips and resources for how they can do this and how they can start making sharing Christ part of their everyday lifestyle in a non-scary, non-awkward way. And so we're excited about that. And we've even got a big 24-hour sharing event that we're going to lead off at the end of the summer with and really get everybody moving in the same direction and see how many gospels as the body of Christ we might be able to share together.
So you're having the big event at the end of the summer, so the big sharing event, or the beginning of the summer?
At the end. So we're looking at doing that in August, right before everybody sends kids back to school. So all summer long, we'll have league members sharing gospels, you know, everywhere they go. And then we're going to all come together and do a big 24 hours of sharing event at the end there before we send kids back to school and everybody kind of gets back into the rhythm of fall. So we're really excited about it.
So, David, why is this campaign so critical?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. So just to kind of circle back. So the campaign's all summer long. Molly was kind of talking about the culmination event, right? So, but just let you know, we launched this last week. We got 45 of 50 states covered. 25,000 gospels have been ordered. You know, those are going to be invitations in America. And the reason is, you know, it's easy to hear about Russia and China and India. But when I travel around most of the time in the United States, and people's hearts are breaking for this country. They really are. Our members, you know, who faithfully support this work, they will tell me that what they're doing, and then they'll say, yeah, but my kids don't know Jesus, you know, or my family doesn't know Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it gets pretty emotional for us, you know. And so we can, you know, we're not giving up on the United States. We're not giving up on North America. God's word has power. And we believe that if we can just flood this country with the word of God by, you know, one by one, that
people's hearts will be changed. And so that's what we're off to do. Most of our members are in the U.S. We did this last summer and said, let's just go for this. Let's just see if we can reach our country. And almost 5,000 members said, we're going to do it. And on average, they each shared about 125 times over about 3 to 4 months. And it was stunning. And so we just really want to reach this country. And it kind of, you know, for me, just I'm thinking about this radio program that we're having. You know, it's easy to be kind of a spectator and kind of listen to what's going on in other countries. But can we just all be participants? We really want people to be participants and kind of go to ptl.org/summersharing. Because the word of God's powerful. It really, really is. And I just think it's critical that we do that.
Yeah, it's so important to understand that it is. That's why I always mention to people, it's like, you know, I'm not a great apologist. I'm not going to argue somebody into heaven. I don't have to. If people read the Gospel of John, God will speak to them while he's doing it. He will draw them closer. They will walk away. They will never be the same once they've read the Gospel of John. So it's just so important. Molly, I know you got stories. You always got stories. That's the best part about being a friend of Molly Yoder, is you've got stories. Did you get any stories from last summer from people that joined the summer challenge last year and how it impacted them?
Yes. I mean, we heard tremendous stories of how folks were leaning in and kind of getting it, and actually the statistics behind it show that. So they're ordering and they're ordering again. But let me give you one that we just got this last week, Jim. So Cindy is in New Jersey, since we're loving on New Jersey today. So Cindy is 58 years old, and she wrote us and she said, hey, I thought there really wasn't much more that I could do as mission for the Lord. But now, since she's found the Pocket Testament, she's gotten involved in this campaign. She's distributing gospels daily, and she's given them to so many people that now friends and family are asking for additional gospels. Hey, I want to give it to so-and-so. I want to give it to so-and-so. And so that's that multiplication idea that we've got somebody that is leaning in and realizing they can be part of something bigger and inviting other people to come on that journey with her. And that's the heart of our members right there. So shout out to Cindy from New Jersey.
Way to go, Cindy.
Way to go, Cindy. Yeah. So Molly, tell our listeners again just how they can get involved. If, like you said, if their heart is racing a little faster and they're get excited about this, or they're just not really sure, is this something for them? How can they investigate it further and get involved?
Absolutely. You just want to go to ptl.org/summersharing and let us know how many gospels you think you can share this summer, and we will get those out to you. So easy as that. And then when you do that, you're going to get emails and resources from our team that'll just kind of give you some ideas around how you might be able to integrate sharing gospels into your everyday life.
And of course, we'd love all of our listeners to join this program, because this will transform your workplace. I mean, this is not only about sharing in your neighborhood, it's not and sharing in the grocery line or in the gas station. We're talking about in your workplace, in events, maybe out with your customers, your vendors, wherever you're at each and every day. We'd love for you to join. So it's ptl.org/summersharing, ptl.org/summersharing. David Collum, you get the last word. Speak to the audience.
Well, thanks, Jim. First of all, just thanks to you and Martha for what you all are doing, just to kind of just encourage people, excite them, raise awareness about all the different opportunities of what's happening out in the marketplace. And so I just would leave you with this. If you're listening to this thinking, you know, I can't do this, I would just say, you're not doing it alone. A lot of times people get a gospel in their hand and they kind of freeze because they think they have to do it. And God has already got that appointment arranged. You actually can do this. And I'm not going to say it's easy. I am going to say it's simple, right? It's not easy to lose weight, but the process, it's pretty simple. Calories in, calories out, right? But you can do this. And just if you say a prayer to the Lord.
Thank you, David.
When you do that, he's just going to respond. He's going to strengthen you.
Thank you, David Collum and Molly Yoder from the Pocket Testament League. You've been listening to I Work For Him, your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262AG, Jacksonville, WJBT HD3, Callahan, Talk 100.3 FM.
My name is James, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I grew up in foster care system, and I realized I had a depression even as a kid. I thought once I was adopted, my depression would go away, but even after I was adopted, at 16, I was still struggling with depression. I stopped going to church, and my life started falling apart. I found myself homeless and needing help. I tried other shelters, but they didn't feel right for me. When I got to City Rescue Mission, I felt like it was where God wanted me to be. Since I've been in the program, I've read the Bible more than I have in my entire life. I've grown closer to God, and He has shown me a lot. I have a better perspective on life now, and I hope for a future. I've learned you can make your own family, and I feel like I have found a family here at CRM.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.